Brothers, how are you?
Fine.
Okay, so how has things been going for you guys?
Everything's going really well. We're blessed and highly favored.
All right. Introduce the group to us. Would you let us know who the Wardlaw Brothers are?
The Wardlaw Brothers consist of Tony,
Luther,
Jamie,
Carl,
and Rodney.
And we are five biological brothers. Our parents are the Reverend Carl Wardlaw Jr. and Mary Wardlaw, and we are from Lyons, Georgia.
Okay. Your new project, Only Believe. Tell us something about Only Believe.
Project Only Believe, what's out right now is a 6-song EP, and the songs on the album is, first of all, Only Believe, which talks about, basically comes from the scripture of Philippians 4:13, for you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you believe in yourself, believe in God, all things are possible. And that's something that we really had to go with on this quest for Christ that we're on now. And the rest of the song, Together We Can, Man in the Mirror, You Gave Me, and Jesus, You're the Reason, all of them are self-explanatory. It's a nice album. I encourage everybody to go and get it.
Now, listening to your project, it brought me to think of Boys to Men. Have you ever been compared to that group?
Yeah, all the time, and it's indeed a compliment, but we have been compared to them. As a matter of fact, they are one of the groups who inspired us with our singing, along with Take Six and Commission, and of course the Whining.
Now, you've got a great EP. I like the songs on it. Why do a gospel EP when you probably could make more money, maybe reach more people, if you were in the urban genre?
Well, to be honest with you, HJ, God has blessed all five of us to be able to sing. All of us can solo, and we have harmonies that are basically anointed by God. The only way that we can repay Him for what He's done for us is to give praises to Him.
Hey, great answer. Great answer. Let's talk about some of the songs. You start off with Man in the Mirror, kind of an upbeat, kind of a funky type tune. Tell us about that song.
Man in the Mirror, before you can really look at other people's problems and try to judge other people, how about taking a look at the man in the mirror and take a look at yourself internally and see if you're doing all you can do for Christ before you really start talking about what other people aren't doing.
Now, you've got a song that I really like. We play a lot here. Jesus, You're the Reason. Talking about an anointed song, a song that you can feel the presence of the Lord on. Who wrote that song, and tell us about it?
Well, I'm Luther. I'm basically the primary writer for the group. I wrote that song. Jesus the Reason, basically every album should have a praise and worship song on it. And that's what this song is. And it's basically just giving praise to Christ and letting Christ know this is to Christ, and it's vertical, straight to Him. You know, just telling Him, Jesus, You're the reason why I'm living. You're the reason why I'm standing. You know, had it not been for You, I know I wouldn't be here.
Now, the song You Gave Me, anybody really compared you to Boys to Men on that song?
Well, not yet, but we received that, brother. This is the first.
Hey, I really like that song. I like the whole project.
Well, great.
Hey, tell us about Together We Can.
Together We Can is a song that we actually put together here in our local community for the local United Way. And the message is just we can help our communities and people if we all stick together. Together we can. And united we can do all things.
We're talking to TWB.
Oh, yes.
Gentlemen,
TWB in the house.
In the house.
Yeah.
Where can we expect TWB to be 2 years from now?
We're just praising God that He will let His will be done. We're looking forward to being all over, even to the four corners of the world. And we ask that everybody would go out and support us as five young brothers trying to do God's will.
Now, you speak of, and you spoke of it a couple of times, you know, young brothers, which you are, and all of you are biological brothers. Any sibling rivalry going on? Like, you know, maybe Luther wrote a song and somebody said, well, Luther, I think I can sing this. And another brother might say, no, I think I can do it better. Any of that, you know, back and forth thing going on?
No, I pretty much just tell them what to do and they have to do it. Yeah. That's about to be a rivalry right now.
I heard that. We're talking to TWB. We're talking to the Wardlaw Brothers. I'm telling you, if you don't have the project, you need to pick it up. You pick it up,
oh, yeah.
You will definitely be surprised. And I tell you what turned me on to you brothers, man, and I really appreciate what you did. We were down there in North Carolina, if you remember. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know which one of the brothers, but first we were sitting down, you know, getting ready to do a breakfast thing, and one of the brothers walked up and introduced themselves, you know, to us, and probably not knowing that, hey, I'm introducing myself to HJ, you know, a guy who has a syndicated radio program, who has a website and newsletter and some other things, but I give God the glory for all of that, because it's God,
oh, yeah.
It's not me.
Oh, yeah.
It's God. God just put me in that position. But
right.
What I'm trying to say is, you know, that really moved me, man. It moved me to say, hey, I want to help these brothers. I mean, are you guys really friendly like that? I mean, wherever you go?
Yeah, you know, and just you telling us that story, it's inspiring and it's reassuring that we can be ourselves and just be who we are, and we don't have to try to be all political in those arenas. And that's how we are. We're down home. Just common boys from the South, and just you being in that position and still receiving us and receiving our hand and welcoming us. I mean, it's very inspiring, and that's who we are. That's what we are, and that's God's will. That's the way we'll always be.